Born in 1944 in Jackson, Mississippi, Richard Ford writes realist novels focused on the inner landscapes of introspective, often lonely characters, whose lives are suddenly turned upside down. The Sports Writer, his third novel, is the first of four books to feature genial anti-hero Frank Bascom. Ford was inspired by his time working as a writer for a sports magazine in the early 1980s. He'd returned to writing fiction after the magazine folded. Set over an Easter weekend, The Sports Writer follows the fortunes of 38-year-old Bascom as he approaches a crossroads in his unspectacular life. He has lost his way as a sports journalist, and while he tries to be a good person, he repeats old mistakes. Beneath his cheerful demeanor and optimistic outlook, he hides feelings of sadness and loss.
If sports writing teaches you anything, and there is much truth to it as well as plenty of lies, it is that for your life to be worth anything, you must sooner or later face the possibility of terrible, searing regret. Though you must also manage to avoid it, or your life will be ruined.
Bascom is now divorced, but at one time he and his wife, who he refers to throughout the novel as X, were looking to buy a home together. The couple eventually settled in the fictional town of Haddam in New Jersey. This is the home where Bascom now lives alone.
For lack of a better idea, I cast my vote for New Jersey, a plain, unprepossessing and unexpectant landscape. And for Haddam with its hilly and seminary niceness, where a fellow might sit down with good hope and do a serious piece of work.
The death of his young son leads to a period of dreaminess in Bascom's life, which precipitates his divorce. Even as he starts a new relationship with a young nurse called Vicky, the feeling of detachment remains. A trip to Detroit seems full of promise, until late one night in their hotel room, Vicky discovers Bascom searching through her handbag.
"So, what is it you were looking for in my bag?" she says. "Wasn't looking for anything, really. I wasn't looking." "I was looking, of course, and this is the wrong lie, though a lie is absolutely what's needed. I don't keep secrets," she says now in a flat voice. "I suppose you do, though." "Sometimes I do. I lose nothing admitting that." "And you lie about things, too."
Home from his trip to Detroit, and after an unsuccessful interview with a wheelchair-bound American football star, Bascom should be enjoying Easter dinner with Vicky and her family. Instead, he receives a phone call from the police. A tragedy has occurred. That same evening, as darkness falls, Bascom finds himself outside an empty house on the outskirts of Haddam with X.
"You're not a real bad man. I'm sorry, I don't think divorce has worked wonders for you." She puts the car into gear so that it lurches, yet doesn't quite leave. "It was a bad idea I had." "Your loved ones are the ones you're supposed to trust," I say. "Who's after that?" She smiles at me, a sad, lonely smile out of the instrument panel twilight. "I don't know." I can see her eyes dancing with tears. "I don't know either. It's getting to be a problem."
The Sports Writer brought Ford acclaim as a writer. Its sequel, Independence Day, written almost a decade later, won the 1996 Pulitzer Prize. In subsequent novels, Lay of the Land and Let Me Be Frank With You, Ford's protagonist Frank Bascom ages gracefully, moving from a writing career to real estate.